book of James, chapter 5 and verse 13 asks us, is any among you afflicted? Let him or her pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. The scripture tells us as believers, and the prayer of faith shall save them that are sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he or she have committed sins, they shall be forgiven, him or her. We realize that you are one of our own members. We know what your, many of us know what your testimony is and just how far the Lord has brought you from. And we simply thank God because we...
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Day by day. Well, now, if you really want it, listen to me, brother. Get down on your knees and pray. Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know? He's just there waiting to hear from you. Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
That if you really want.
So you say you need it.
You need it.
You
don't you know you can have it today? Now you say you have a little.
Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. We are here today to call on the highest power of the universe to bring peace and prosperity upon his people. The God that we serve is a deliverer and a strong tower. He is a God of stability, a God of substance, a God of authority, and a God who can solve all of our issues. So today, establish your people with deliverance. Deliverance from the unemployment line. Deliverance from food stamps and welfare. Deliverance from the inner city housing and project living. Deliverance from drug addiction. Deliverance from social injustice. Deliverance from drive-by shootings. Deliverance from illiteracy and homelessness. Deliverance from racism and bigotry. Deliverance from hatred and violence. Deliverance from the doom of demonism. Deliverance from sin and seduction. Deliverance from helplessness and despair. Authenticate us with the principles of your power so that we can dwell in your power today.
You say you really need it.
You can
have it today. Have deliverance
right now.
If you're sick,
you can have deliverance.
You can have deliverance.
Oh, right now.
Right now.
You can have deliverance.
If you've got to have it.
Oh, right now.
Right now.
You can have deliverance.
You can have deliverance.
So you say you want deliverance.
You can have it.
So you say you need deliverance.
If you need it. Have deliverance
right now.
Right now.
You can have deliverance.
You can have deliverance.
Oh, right now.
Why don't you,
you
talk to God about it?
Oh, right now.
Right now.
You can have deliverance.
You can have deliverance.
So you say you want deliverance.
You say you want it.
So you say you need deliverance.
You say you need it.
Don't you know that you
excited to introduce to you Deliverance Today Ministries. Our world is full of trouble, and we have reached a point where it is time to bring to the people of God the truth of God. We are headquartered in Shreveport, Louisiana, and are connected to churches worldwide. Each week, we desire to come into your life with a message of deliverance that will prepare you for heaven. Invite you to join our prayer line and zoom into a closer walk with God every morning from 6 to 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have health professionals, spiritual counselors, and Christian aid workers in Louisiana and Texas, and will also extend our resources to help you with social, spiritual, financial, and mental needs wherever you are.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is Evangelist McCautry with a very personal message for you. You see, today there are people who will tell you not to vote because the Bible tells you not to vote, but then they will vote. Understand that the Bible never says for you not to vote. So listen very carefully. The scripture says, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's. It is your spiritual responsibility to vote your conscience. So please go to the polls. Today, just prior to the message, we want each of you to know that we must love Jesus much better. In fact, our message today challenges us to magnify your name. Richard Smallwood leads us into our message today. Our message today is entitled Fox Instructions. Remember this. When Abraham Lincoln was a young man, he ran for legislature in Illinois and was badly swamped. He next entered business, failed, and spent 17 years of his life paying up the debts of a worthless partner. He was in love with a beautiful young woman to whom he became engaged. Then she died. Later, he married a woman who was a constant burden to him. Entering politics again, he ran for Congress and again was badly defeated. He tried to get an appointment in the United States Land Office, but failed. He became a candidate for United States Senate and was badly defeated. In 1856, he became a candidate for vice presidency and was once more defeated. In 1856, he was defeated by Douglas. One failure after another, bad failures, and great setbacks. In the face of all this, he eventually became one of the greatest men in America, whose memory is honored throughout the world. When you contemplate the effect of a series of setbacks like this, doesn't it make you feel rather small to become discouraged? Our text today is taken from Luke chapter 13, beginning with verse 23. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not. Whence are ye? Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not. Whence ye are? Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there at last which shall be first, and there at first which shall be last. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, get thee out and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And he said unto them, go ye and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow. And the third day, I shall be perfected. Our message today makes it clear that God puts up kings and sets them down. The ramifications of this preponderance is overwhelming. The hatred and prejudice and injustice that propounds in this crazy mixed up world in which we live is overwhelming. Gun violence is out of control. Mankind is murdering everybody. Police are overtly murdering citizens. Maniacs are murdering children and senior citizens. Women are being raped and trafficked to sites unknown. Individuals are being butchered up for body parts. Violence is rampant everywhere. Facebook and Twitter are proclaiming fake news. Foreign governments are invading each other with propaganda. Politicians are not just giving alternative facts. They are out and out lying, with deception being the norm rather than the exception. Schools are teaching false theories of evolution and anti-biblical doctrines that make Satan happy. The unit of the home is now restructured with two men or two women as parents. Children
are left to wonder because less than 25% of the homes in this country have a male and a female as parent leaders of the home. Divorce statistics have reached more than 50% of those 25% homes that are left. Morning and evening devotion have become a relic of the past, and television and the cell phone have replaced parenting and the family altar. This country has been cursed with politicians who have sex with everyone except their wives. It is common for porn stars and prostitutes to parade details of stormy encounters with our political leaders, and the church leaders turn a blind eye because immorality has replaced the incarnation. Political victories have replaced prayer and Bible study. A seat in the White House is more valued than kneeling in God's house. Like Esau, the religious leaders of this society have sold their spiritual souls for conservative judges who sit on the bench. This country has lost its spiritual foundation and rejected God's holy principles. The leaders of this country have disregarded the absolute biblical truth of God's word and replaced it with social secularism. Our leaders have trampled over God's Ten Commandment covenant of freedom and worship other gods and called it freedom from being under the law. This country has leaders who have sanctioned sexual perversion and called it an alternative lifestyle. This country has leaders who have drank from the wine of the wrath of Babylon and called it acceptable as if it is a part of divine blessings. This nation's leaders have subjugated the poor and called it being conservative. They have labeled the poor as being lazy and given social programs a bad name when they are merely helping the poor to get on their feet. They have ostracized pregnant mothers and have chased the fathers out of the home so that the family can get social assistance, only to call children of these homes illegitimate. And we seek to limit the help and call it caring services. Leaders have sat idly by while deranged individuals have shot abortionists and called it justifiable. Explain to me how a person can be pro-life and be pro-gun at the same time. Politicians have jailed parents for trying to discipline their children and then allowed police to beat them with billy clubs, chains, and tasers, and have given them the license to kill because the children have become unruly and called it socially acceptable discipline. Politicians have abused power and called it acceptable. They have embezzled public funds, lied, broken every law, and called their actions justified. The leaders of this nation have institutionalized bribery and stolen our social security and health care while they have made provisions for their families and their friends. They have provided subsidies for the farmers and their friends, and the welfare of the workers has been lost in the fine print of laws that make the poor pay for the services of the rich while the rich are being subsidized by the taxes on the poor. There are leaders of this country who have stolen Mexico and Africa's possessions and called it prosperity and have taken the land from the American Indian and used the backs of blacks to build a society and then turned around and called all of us ignorant. They have polluted the air with profanity and pornography and misused women and children and called it capitalistic freedom of expression. This country has derided the time-honored values of our forefathers and called it liberty. We are living in a world where right is wrong, and wrong is right, and evil is good. We live in a time when leading evangelical pastors campaigned for and encouraged their members to vote for a serial adulterer who cheated on each wife with the one he married next, and it didn't bother them that he ran an openly racist campaign. It didn't bother them that he bragged about sexual assault. The religious right only had one concern, and that was his stand on abortion and gay marriage. These are folk who would force someone to give birth to a child, whether they want one or not, or can afford to have one or not, or have the wherewithal to raise it or not. And at the same time, they want to do away with Head Start, shut down Planned Parenthood, get rid of Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, public schools, and then build hundreds of private prisons to house all of the disadvantaged children that they created because evil is good. We live in a day when the truth is called fake news and outright lies are presented as alternative facts. More than ever before, we need to cry aloud and spare not and dare to call sin by its right name. We need to be instant in season and out of season, rightly dividing the word of truth. The only way to combat alternative facts is to preach and teach the unadulterated truth. The three angels' messages were never before relevant than they are now. The health messages are more relevant than ever before. Dress reform and spiritual reform are needed today to bend society back in the direction of the way of righteousness. Search us, O God, and know our hearts today. Cleanse us from every sin and set us free. Today, Lord, we need to return back to the principles of godliness. Today, Lord, we need to understand the will and the way of our Father. Yes, we should strive earnestly to enter in through the straight gate. We must agonize and exert every power of body and soul. Let our salvation be the grand business of your whole life. For many will seek. They seek and wish to desire, but they do not strive. Therefore, because they do not agonize, we can't see the forest for the trees. And many are blinded by the ways of this world, not looking at the spiritual, but only looking at the professional. But the professional has lost his way in personal aggrandizement and in personal gain. But today, my Christian friends, we need to stop worrying what our friends are doing. We need to stop worrying what the politicians are doing. We need to know what God has to say. For the Bible says in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 24, "And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." Oh, today, who can be saved? The question of the disciples seemed to intimate that most people were rich, and that therefore scarcely any could be saved. They certainly must have attached a different meaning to what constitutes a rich man, to what we in general do. For the question is, who is a rich man in our Lord's sense of the word? A person who fashions himself on the wealth of the economy of this world is considered rich, but earthly currency has no heavenly value. It's not how much money you have in your pockets on this world. It's what we have in our heart that makes us rich. It's what we have in connection with God that makes us wealthy. It's what we have in connection with our relationship with Jesus Christ. You can have plenty of money in this world and be as lost as a jackball in high weeds.
my brothers and sisters, it is time to turn it on to Christ. It's time to give your heart to God. Oh, this day, I want you to know that there's much more in this message. On next week, we're going to finish Fox's instructions, for it is God who establishes you. It is God who establishes your self-worth. So don't think in terms of what man says. Know that when you are connected to God, He will make you wealthy. God bless you today. Father, bless this listening audience. May each of us turn ourselves on to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
If you've enjoyed this message by Pastor Jonathan McCautry, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. Call at 318-658-6216. Email us at deliverancetodayministries@gmail.com. Write us at P.O. Box 5452, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71171. This is Ruth Ann Thompson at Deliverance Today Ministries, inviting you to join us and become a faithful